Michael Hansen was 37 years old. The avid outdoorsman, who also enjoyed fishing, berry picking, and swimming, was reported missing on Monday after he did not return from a solo hiking trip up Mount Verstovia in Sitka. Throughout the week, Sitka Search and Rescue received assistance from the U.S. Coast Guard, U.S. Forest Service, the Alaska State Troopers, the Sitka Police and Fire Departments, and a number of volunteers who combed the mountain for Hansen and provided support to his parents, who arrived in Sitka on Wednesday. At 4:20 p.m. on Friday, a team of volunteers found Hansen at the 1,160-foot level. His body will be transported to the medical examiner in Anchorage to determine cause of death. Search and Rescue Captain Lance Ewers believes Hansen slipped while hiking off-trail on his way down Mount Verstovia.
Instead of staying on the trail, he just decided to go straight down the mountain. And that's what I think happened. It appeared like he fell and slid down, could have been as much as 100 feet, 75 to 100 feet or so. So it was a sad deal.
Ewers said the old-growth forest Hansen was likely cutting through is deceptively steep and that it's easy to lose your footing. He advises all those hiking and hunting in Sitka to take extra precautions when going off-trail.
Watch your footing, especially in that steep terrain. And if you got to go back uphill because it's starting to get questionable, then sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and turn around and go back uphill. And that's easier said than done for anybody that's been in a situation like that.
Ewers praised the efforts of the search and rescue teams for working long hours last week in inclement weather and steep terrain in the search for Hansen. Technology also played a role. Every team carried a GPS used to map which portions of the mountain had been covered and home in on Hansen's location. Other technological breakthroughs were more simple, but no less significant. Ewers says that local locksmith Jerry Deppa managed to unlock Hansen's car, which was left at the trailhead.
He spent hours on Michael's car. Through his training and experience, was able to make a key to Michael's car so that his mom and dad had transportation while they were here.
Hansen was born and raised in Wisconsin. The former Army Ranger moved from Anchorage to Sitka in July of this year. He was a residential counselor at Sitka Counseling and Prevention Services, providing both individual and group counseling. Maria Garcia, his supervisor and friend, said Hansen was deeply committed to his job and supporting his clients, accompanying them on trips to the local Raptor Center, to yoga, art therapy. Over the phone with KCAW, she described Hansen as, quote, shy at first, but with a great sense of humor, and that he was a very beautiful human. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.